She in French is elle. It, either il or elle, depending on the object's gender. See apostrophe when referring to an event, a concept. It, the book, was fantastic. Il, le livre, était fantastique. Once again, it was fantastic, in French would be, il était fantastique. It's crazy. Talking about a fair. Une fête. C'est fou. Once again, it's crazy, in French is, c'est fou. We knew. Once again, we in French is new. You, this time plural, singular formal, is vous in French. Once again, you in French is vous. What would you like for dinner, ma'am?
Qu'est-ce que vous aimeriez pour le dîner, madame?
Once again, that's, what would you like for dinner?
Qu'est-ce que vous aimeriez pour le dîner?
Ma'am, madame. Listen to me, all of you. Écoutez-moi bien, vous tous. Once again, that's, listen to me, in French is, écoutez-moi bien, all of you, vous tous. They, in French, is il, if it's masculine, or elle, if it's feminine. If there is as much as one male person or male item in the whole group, then the article will switch to il. They, in this case for my aunt and my uncle, went to South Africa last week. Now, since there's one male presence in that group, my uncle, then in French we use il. So, ils sont allés en Afrique du Sud la semaine dernière. So, once again, they went to South Africa last week. In French is, ils sont allés en Afrique du Sud la semaine dernière. In the next example, they refers to my two sisters really like this rock band. So, in this case, since it's two women, we use the elle instead of il. So, elle aime vraiment ce groupe de rock. So, once again, they really like this rock band. Elle aime vraiment ce groupe de rock. We will now introduce you to indirect pronouns in French, which can be constructed in two different ways, just as in English. The other variant is that pronouns change in French depending on syntax. I gave him an apple. Je lui ai donné une pomme. Once again, I gave him an apple. In French is, je lui ai donné une pomme. Et donner is passé composé, compound past tense, of the verb donner, to give, plus common auxiliary, avoir, conjugated in the present and first person singular, j'ai. Him, appended before the verb, in a construction quite similar to English, lui. I gave an apple to him. J'ai donné une pomme à lui. The construction for the verb donner is in itself unnatural, but it gives you a better idea of what can happen in French. So once again, I gave an apple to him. In French would be, j'ai donné une pomme à lui. Let us take to belong, for instance, which uses to in English and requires a pronoun introduced with à in French. The cat belongs to me. Le chat m'appartient. Or, le chat appartient à moi. In French, both the structures you can see above work fluently. It serves to highlight how